was laying around town, just spending my time, out of a job and not making a dime. When a feller steps up and he says, I suppose you're a bronc buster by the looks of your clothes. He figures me right and a good one I claim. I ask if he's got any bad ones to tame. He says he's got one, a bad one to look. For his rolling good riders, he's had lots of luck. He says this old pony ain't never been rode. The guy that gets on him is bound to get throwed. I gets all excited and ask what he pays to ride this old broom tail a couple of days. He offers a 10 spot. I says, I'm your man. The bronc never lived that I cannot fan. The bronc never lived and he never drew breath. But I can't ride till he starves plumb to death. Well, he says, get your saddle and I'll give you a chance. We hops in the buckboard and drives to the ranch. Very next morning, right after Chuck, you know, see if this outlaw can buck. Now down in the horse corral, standing alone, was an old cavallo strawberry roan. He had little pin ears that touched at the tip, and a big 44 brand was on his right hip. His legs was all spavined and he had pigeon toes, little pig eyes and a big Roman nose. He was ewe-necked and old with a long lower jaw. I could tell at a glance he's a regular outlaw. I buckled on my spurs, I was feeling plumb fine. Pulled down my hat and I curled up my twine. I got a loop on him and well I knew then, before I rode Strawberry, I'd sure earn my 10. Well, I got the blind on him, and it sure was a fight. Next comes the saddle, and I screws her down tight. Then I stepped on him, and I pulled up the blind. I was sitting in his middle just to watch him unwind. Well, he bowed his head, and I'll say he unwound. He seemed to quit living down here on the ground. He went up in the east and come down in the west. And I was setting up on him a-doing my best. Well, he sure was frog-walking and he heaved a big sigh. He only lacked wings for to be on the fly. He turned his old belly right up to the sun. He sure was a sunfish and son of a gun. He's about the worst bucker I've seen on the range. He'll turn on a nickel and leave you some change. While he was bucking, he squealed like a shoat. I'll tell you, that pony has sure got my goat. Yes, I'll tell you, people, that old outlaw could step. And I'm setting up on him, a-building my rep. He come down on all fours and turned on his side. I don't see how he kept from losing his hide. Well, I lost my stirrup and also my hat. I was pawing for leather as blind as a bat. With a phenomenal jump, he made a high dive and left me a-setting up there in the sky. Well, I turned 40 flips and I come back to earth. I lit into cussing the day of his birth. Now I know there's ponies I cannot ride. Some of them are living or they haven't all died. But I'll bet all my money there's no man alive can ride old Strawberry when he makes his high dive.